From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Hello and welcome again to our gospel broadcast. I'm speaking on the subject, A Solemn Pledge That Awaits Fulfillment. We will be considering this subject throughout our broadcasts. Now I want to begin again with a reading from a passage from the Old Testament. I referred to that passage in my last broadcast. These words help to set before us the context wherein our text is set. The passage is Jeremiah chapter 50, the verses 35 to 40. Please follow in your Bible as I read. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, saith the Lord, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as a woman. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up. For it is a land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert, with the wild beasts of the island, shall dwell there, and the owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited for ever, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbour cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Now my text, as announced in my last broadcast, is Jeremiah 51, the verse 29. We have read it to you before. And the land shall tremble and sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51 chiefly deal with God's solemn warning of coming judgment upon the city and nation of Babylon. In our first study of this verse, we consider the fact that God has a purpose. He is working out that purpose in the affairs of this world, irrespective of all the confusion that surrounds the affairs of man. I love the illustration I heard, well, it's a long time ago now, with regards to this matter. Many ladies are skilled at producing the most beautiful embroideries and tapestries, illustrating with vivid colours wonderful scenes from life. However, were you to look at the reverse side of that beautiful work of art, you would see nothing but a confusion of threads of which you could not make head nor tail nor see any likeness to the wonderful scene on the other side. So it is with us. We only see the underside of that glorious work which God is wisely, wonderfully fashioning, all of which will be revealed in its inexpressible beauty in His good time. I have also said that God's purpose is revealed in His precious word for us to study and receive to the saving of our souls. Let me recite John chapter 20 and the verse 31 again. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name. Now, I would like to go a little further in our consideration of this, which will be, for some, a strange text, but there is no reason for us to be puzzled by it. These words were spoken specifically by Jeremiah to individuals, both Jews and Gentiles, in his day. Though the fact that the Lord has recorded and preserved them in His Word is a clear indication that they have significance for all mankind, including each one listening today. This is the whole purpose of the Bible's inspiration, and preservation. I repeat again what I have just recited, the words of John the Apostle, when he said, "But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." John chapter 20 and the verse 31. Every word in Holy Scripture is for our instruction, and that on the most vital of matters, even the salvation of our eternal soul. If you were to turn back to Jeremiah chapter 50, you will see the context in which this verse is set. "The word that the Lord spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet." Verse 1. Chapters 50 and 51 of Jeremiah contain the great judgments God pronounced against the Chaldean Empire and the city of Babylon in particular. These judgments were to be published for all to hear what God was going to do against Babylon. The dealings of God with men in former times provide us today with vital instruction. The New Testament Gospels are a record of the Savior's actions and words amongst the people of a far-off land, and that's some 2,000 years ago. But oh, how relevant that record is to us all today. The apostles were sent forth to preach to the world, and as is stated in the final words of Matthew's Gospel, what they were to preach was what they had heard and seen during their 3-year following of the Savior. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. I think the first thing we should note is the mercy of God. These are terrible judgments that are pronounced against the people of Babylon. Listen to these words of judgment. "Because of the wrath of the Lord, it shall not be inhabited," that is the city of Babylon, "but it shall be wholly desolate. Every one that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues." Jeremiah 50, verse 13. And again, "The Lord hath opened his armory, and hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation, for this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldean. Come against her from the utmost border, open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly, let nothing of her be left." Jeremiah chapter 50 and the verses 25 and 26. Babylon was to face terrible judgment for her sins, particularly those perpetrated against Israel. And yet, the very mercy of God may be seen in that she was warned. Every time the mouth of a gospel witness is open to proclaim the gospel, or a faithful Christian offers a gospel tract, the mercy of God is displayed. The gospel is a warning to all the world of the judgment that is most surely coming upon it. There were many who sneered at Jeremiah's prophecies of judgment against Babylon, for it all appeared so unlikely. Was not Babylon the greatest of empires? Did it not stand supreme amongst the nations in the day of Jeremiah? Yes, this was very true, but what God says he is going to do, he most certainly does. History tells us that the essence of those judgments which Jeremiah proclaimed came to pass exactly as prophesied. We are even told in history of the date when Babylon fell to her enemies, the Medes and Persians, or as we know the nation today, Iran. Daniel records the event. "In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Medan took the kingdom, being about 62 years old." Daniel chapter 5, the verses 30 and 31. James Usher, a devout and true Christian, an archbishop of Armagh between 1625 and 1656, was a prolific scholar. Today, he is most famous for his chronology of the world, and he dates the fall of Babylon in the year 538 BC. He also dates the year in which Jeremiah proclaimed the judgment of God against Babylon as 595 BC. That means that God gave the Babylonians some 60 years of opportunity to repent of their wickedness and flee from the dreadful wrath that was coming. This instance of God's warning to the Babylonian people is but one small example of the ongoing mercy God has shown to a defiant, unbelieving world. Since the fall of man, God has warned that he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. Acts chapter 17, verse 31. The Lord Jesus himself centered his ministry upon such a warning. One of his most widely known statements concerning a warning of wrath to come. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3 and 16. The Lord Jesus warns that men will perish under the wrath of God one day. I might stress that the word perish does not mean annihilate. It is the same word that is used of what the evil Jewish leaders wished to do with the Savior. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. Matthew 12 verse 14. By destroying him, they did not mean that they intended to cause him to cease to exist, but rather they wished to put him to death. The perishing the Savior speaks of in John 3 and 16 is that death referred to in Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Men who reject the gospel and die without Christ will perish everlastingly in the lake of fire. It is of this the Savior warned many, many, many times, and commissioned his servants to maintain that warning throughout the ages to all nations. This is the warning I am repeating today. For every purpose of the Lord shall be performed, as it was with the warning given to Babylon, so it will be with all of God's pronouncements of judgment against sin. They will most certainly come to pass. So then, our text illustrates the ongoing mercy of God, which some 2,500 years after Jeremiah preached, is still extended to a rebellious world. It is being offered to you today through this broadcast. Do not be like the Babylonians of old, and turn a deaf and defiant ear to God's mercy and grace. Remember, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts chapter 2 and the verse 21. Won't you call on him today and be saved and flee from the wrath that most certainly is to come? Please listen to our next broadcast when we will continue our study of this verse. Goodbye and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. And the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564. 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.